Rabbi Leff, my mother is sick with cancer. She and my father want me to pray for her recovery. To me, it seems hypocritical. I am not religious. I do believe there is a God, I suppose, but it doesn't mean much to me. If my mother is sick and God is the one who made her that way, why would he change his mind and heal her? What difference does it make if we ask, beg him to heal her? Did he make a mistake, and we need to ask him to change his mind? And if he does listen to people who pray to him who are religious, why would he listen to me if I'm not? And what he wants us to beg him, otherwise he'll just let my mother die? And if I were to pray, what would I ask him? I need some clarity here, please. Thank you, Anonymous. The question is an excellent question. I suggest that you read my book on prayer, Shmona Esrei, published by Targum Press. And there in the preface, it explains and answers your question. But very briefly, I'll give you the following example. The person is sick in the hospital, and the doctor comes and examines him, and he ascertains that in the condition the person's in, he needs a very painful, invasive operation, but the operation will definitely heal him and give him 50 happy, healthy years. At that point, the operation is the best thing for that person, based on his condition. However, the doctor says that the only reason that he needs the operation is because his body is very weak and can't integrate a medicine that he has that's bitter, but not as painful as the operation. If the person's body would be a little bit stronger, then he would be able to integrate the medicine. He wouldn't need the operation, and he would be healed and get the same 50 happy, healthy years with the medicine alone. If the person now exercises and strengthens his body, so now the doctor reevaluates the situation. It's not the doctor changed his mind. The doctor just saw the condition change. In condition A, what that person needed was the operation. In condition B, the person needs a different regimen, perhaps not as bitter as the operation. Similarly, we are human beings who have free choice. And sometimes because of our free choice, we necessitate things to happen to us, whether they are physical, spiritual, things that appear to us to be bad, but in fact are what our neshamas, our souls, need for their eternal benefit. And sometimes those are sort of very bitter things. However, if the condition of the person would change, and there are many things that can change that condition, doing good deeds, changing one's outlook on life, and so on. And one of them is prayer. Prayer does not change God's mind. It changes the condition of the person. By praying, a person shows that he believes that there's a God to pray to. He understands that he is in the hands of God. He begins to think a little bit about his life and how to improve it. All these things change his condition and may change them enough to change the necessity for the thing that's happening, whether it's the illness, the sickness, death even. All those things may not be necessary, and they may be able to be achieved in a different, more sweet manner. So when one prays, he doesn't change God's mind, he changes his condition. God remains constant and consistent. God knows that under condition A, this is what's necessary. Condition B, this is what's necessary. Condition C, this is what's necessary. The person just determines what condition he's in. And even though that would apply to the person himself praying for himself, but since all Jews are interrelated, we are all part of one unit, one being. So a change in any part of the system affects a change in the entire system. So praying for someone else also helps, because a change in me helps affect a change in the other person also.